Blackstone Audio presents Hubris, the inside story of spin, scandal, and the selling of the Iraq War by Michael Isikoff and David Korn. For Trudy Isikoff and Willa, M.I. For Velmud, Micah, and Amarins, D.C. How is the world ruled? And how do wars start? Diplomats tell lies to journalists and then believe what they read. Karl Kraus, German journalist and press critic, 1874 to 1936. I'm going to kick his sorry motherfucking ass all over the Mideast. President George W. Bush. Introduction. Early on the afternoon of May 1, 2002, George W. Bush slipped out of the Oval Office, grabbed a tennis racket, and headed to the South Lawn. He had a few spare moments for one of his recreational pleasures, whacking tennis balls to his dogs, Spot and Barney. It was a pleasant spring day in Washington, and not an especially taxing one for the president. He had no pressing political worries. Having routed the Taliban regime in Afghanistan the previous fall, Bush was standing tall in the polls, with an approval rating hovering at 70%. That morning there had been his usual terrorism briefings, then meetings with congressional leaders where Bush had talked about moving forward his domestic proposals, including a measure promoting faith-based social programs. Later in the day, the president was due to meet the vice president of China.